Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And then you're like, do you want to date me? And they're like, no, I told you I didn't think we're compatible. And you're like, why is your hand going down my pants right now? Hi, baddies, and welcome to another episode of Too Tired to Be Crazy on every Thursday with me, your favorite baddie, your favorite host, Violet Benson. So today I'm welcoming you to part two with the Stallone sisters. Last week we talked about and covered a lot of things, from how to not care what people think about you, to how I changed my last name, to a lot of other things at this point I can't remember because I never shut the fuck up. So this week, part two, we're going to be talking about the boy that I like. We're going to be talking about Sistine's new guy. We're going to be talking about Sophia's non-existent man because she is still all alone. Just kidding. And also, based on today's episode, I already recorded the episode for next week. It's going to be a solo episode, and you're going to LOL when you find out what the solo episode's about. So I can't wait for next week. But for this week, enjoy me talking about how amazing the guy that I met is. So enjoy that. Also, I wanted to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. This episode is coming out on Thanksgiving. So if you're American and you are currently celebrating Thanksgiving, I want to wish you the best Thanksgiving ever. Say hi to your family. Enjoy stuffing your face and pooping and shitting it all out later. And yeah, let's get started. Love you, bitches. Bye. The other, when I met that guy that I was telling you guys about, and he was just like, after a year and a half of like dating whatever guys and then also not having sex, and then with this guy, he was just like, oh, you're so hot. You're so, like, look at you. Oh my God. Like, we were standing in front of the mirror naked. And he was like, look at us. We look so fucking hot naked together. And I was like, yeah, well, I know. I'm being like, you're so, he's like, I love your eyes. I love your, even your ears are so nice. I love your lips. I love this. And it was like, and I was just like,
it means
I felt like the hot, the most beautiful girl in the world.
Yeah. Look for that out there, because there is that out there.
I know.
Honestly. It's
like, but you, also, I think you have to communicate. Because, for example, like when I saw him today and like I didn't feel like he complimented me as much because I didn't realize it was important to me. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, suddenly my feelings were hurt. But once I communicated, he was like, oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, I love that you just brought up the five languages of love. I made this guy take the quiz. And now I fully understand him better.
Well, another life before. Hack,
make every person you're seeing take this quiz. Because honestly, I could not understand him. And I was like confused why he wasn't vocal about this and was physical with that. And he took the quiz. Now we're totally on the same page.
Oh,
it makes a lot of sense.
And he's a Scorpio.
He has a Scorpio.
Yes.
Like me.
Make this guy take the quiz. And I made him take the erotic blueprint quiz that we saw on the Goop Love and Sex show. Have you seen that quiz?
No.
So basically, it's basically the equivalent to five languages of love, but for sex. Because sex, everyone has different types of sex they like.
I don't know. We seem pretty compatible sexually.
Well, no, you guys probably are, but you guys probably have the same.
But no, but you have different results. Because
not,
if you're
all the time.
Yes, that's what they said on the show.
They could have the same results.
Well, that would be lit.
Well, so there's five different ones. There's sexual, which is basically like you get turned on by like boobs and butt, whatever. And that, it's like kind of the generic one. There's sensual, which is you need more ambiance. You need like the lights, the lighting. It has to be the right mood and energy.
I think a lot of women need the talking and that light. And
yes,
stuff.
Exactly. It's more like romantic. You kind of need that like setting to bring it on. There's energetic. There's energetic, which is like crystals. It's more like
healing.
Like, what's that? What's that like funny sex moves everyone does? Like you hold on to each other. It's that giant book. It's that. You know exactly
what I'm talking about. Like you need intimacy?
No, but you know that funny sex book? Not funny, but it's like
tantric?
Is it tantra?
Okay.
So a lot of the energetic one is like crystals and eye gazing. It's more like spiritual. It's more spiritual. Yeah. It's more like that.
I like eye gazing.
Yeah, that's you could also be energetic. There's
kinky.
Kinky, which is like not only BDSM, but there it's more like feathers and like
and openness and willingness to try new
more,
things.
Yeah, it's a little bit more erotic. And then the last one is shapeshifter, which is like you can kind of go anyway.
Yeah. What did you guys get?
I got kinky.
I got sensual.
Which didn't surprise me, but also did surprise me because I feel like I'm a bit of a prude.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like I'm really down for whatever, but like today I found out that like, but like, I was like, oh, I get like anxious or nervous or whatever. Like it does make me feel better, more beautiful. If it does probably start off like slow or whatever.
Yeah.
So you might be someone because you kind of are like me, like we think a lot with our heads.
Yeah.
You probably are. Cause I feel like a lot of people that are heady with things, like if my mind's on it, I'm on it. Like 100%. I won't be like fully.
Be like, oh, it's happening. Okay. He's doing this. Oh yeah.
Exactly. So if the setting is right, the music is right.
Like I couldn't even come.
See, that's what happens.
Because
like,
it's mental.
Those things are mental too. So, like,
and I come so easily with myself. But this person really turns me on. So I was like actually frustrated.
You're probably just in your head about it.
Yeah. Maybe because you really like it, Violet.
No, I don't. No, I don't really like him.
She's in denial.
She doesn't like
him. No, I don't like him. No, I don't like him like that. I barely know the guy.
No, but you enjoy his company.
I know.
It's exciting. Come on. You have to admit.
I think it's nice to just admit that you like someone.
The beginning, you don't have to say you like him because I was in denial for first few weeks. But I secretly deep down to myself in my diary. I was like, I like
him. In your diary?
Actually, I was just talking to Sophia about this.
Oh, wait, she doesn't have a diary. I have a diary.
I know. I don't have a diary, but I really want to journal because she goes, I actually write down everything, like every bad date. And she goes, I can go back and remember them. And I was like, fuck, I have so many good
everyone
ones.
Everyone uses journals like daily and they write like their emotional, not everyone. I'm saying like they'll use it in the sense.
Oh, I guess in my notes, I write stuff.
Yeah, you'll write stuff like how you're feeling, whatever. What I do in my journal is like every time there's a moment, like I go on a first date with the guy or I break up with the guy or there's like an anniversary, like Sistine got like into a relationship. I literally wrote Sistine got in a relationship. And I marked down the date.
Thank God, because I don't even know my anniversary.
So like, I'll remember all of this little stuff of like how I was feeling when I ended it or how I was feeling like after the third date or things like that.
That's really smart. So then if you miss, but like, let's say you write how someone made you feel, which let's say someone didn't make you feel good. And then 2 weeks later, you miss them because you're lonely. And then you can just go back and you're like, wait, he didn't make me feel good.
Wait, why did I say funny?
Exactly.
With my last relationship, there were so many things that I was feeling about the relationship that I would just jot down. Mm-hmm. And then the moment I was thinking about ending things, I went back in my journal and I was like, maybe I'm overthinking, but I saw a pattern of me going up and down and up and down and up and down going like, I love him. I'm not feeling it. I love him.
Was it what the guy set you up with?
Definitely
that
not.
That was the longest relationship ever. like just over DMs. But yeah, so I think it actually does help a lot when you just jot down like quickly, like, how you were feeling about it, why it was making you feel this way. And you can go back and it literally opens your mind to everything. You're like, whoa.
Your
like,
movie of Violet Benson is going to continue your character.
I know, but like,
write down a whole sequel.
I don't want to like, I don't know. But this guy is just like, we met in weird circumstances. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it just goes so against like my fairy tales of how I created, how I want to meet guys. But and look, people. So then I'm just like, this doesn't make sense.
It's a generational thing.
But even the guys I go on one date with, I think it's funny just to write down. So when I'm older and I go back, I'm like, oh my God, I remember that
but
guy.
But I think
that
Violet doesn't
like
want to make it real by writing it down. That's what it
is.
What
it is.
I know. Because I'm like you. I'm in denial still. I'm like, it's not working. It's not real.
I think I could honestly write a book on like Sophia's adventures of dating. Like literally every chapter.
Are you currently dating someone?
No. I'm absurdly single. When I say absurdly, I mean like I'm talking
to
anyone.
Are you on any dating apps?
No. That's what
not even Raya?
None. Literally none.
Why?
I give up on dating. I haven't been on a dating app for almost a year.
Okay. This is going to sound so crazy and like maybe it's really silly because someone made this joke and I don't know if it's real or not, but we were joking how the minute, because I had sex with someone as a one night stand thing.
We love it.
Because, you know, I believe that if you do want to date someone that you should not sleep with them. Like I do talk about that. Right. But that's for, and then if you sleep with someone really fast, that's just like for having fun. But anyway, so after I slept with this person, I kid you not, suddenly I felt like all these men were texting me. All these men were attracted to me. Suddenly felt like there's so many guys in my life. And I was like, where did that come from? Like the minute I kind of would like have eyes for someone. And someone made a joke like maybe you finally open. And also like good job opportunities came my way. and like nicer things. And my someone made a joke, like maybe it's because you finally open yourself up to the universe, like literally, but also like in general. And it's so true. Like I didn't realize I was so closed off to dating and all that. That was completely closed off to the point that maybe it showed in my body or my spiritual ways or whatever
totally
to the universe.
I totally agree with
honestly,
that.
Honestly, that could be probably
tell
what
me
my
this
problem
doesn't
is.
Happen to you every time. When you start actually liking a guy and it's consistent and then all of a sudden all of your exes come out of nowhere at the same time. It's the universe.
Yeah. And it's like, it feels like even other things came my way. And it's like, I think it's because I genuinely was not just closed off to love. I was closed off to everything. And then this came in my way and I let this person like see me. Cause even sleeping with someone that is still very, it's very vulnerable.
Yeah, it's a very vulnerable thing.
So like I allowed this person to see me and I was open aside from with my legs.
Yeah.
Also emotionally and spiritually.
She's like, I spread my legs open for the like universe.
Completely. It wasn't the guy, it was the universe that was
the universe
in me.
Came in consensually.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Like, so then I feel like that's what happened. Like suddenly, like the universe read it and suddenly I'm open. So I think like, don't make the mistake that I made. I'm not saying go
But honestly, I kind of, you saying that really does actually put things in perspective because I definitely am. And you can probably, Sistine can attest to that.
Well, I'm glad you're listening to someone because.
I am like that because I do have this fear of like rejection and I don't want to like make a mistake. Like I really like
I don't want to make a mistake
and that's
either.
My biggest thing is like, I don't want to choose the wrong guy, fall for him and then he dumps me or I don't want to like waste my time and like deal with these people. And so I'm always like, just waiting for that right person. And I think
I'm never going to find that person.
And I'm like, you know, I'm just going to get off all dating apps and maybe the universe is just going to bring me someone.
To my door.
I know. I think you are imagining like a stork is going to come by and drop off your perfect guy.
Yeah.
You got to put yourself out there. That's the only way.
I do put myself, I go out of the house sometimes.
Like me even getting along with this guy right now makes me feel like it's the universe making fun of me. Because it's like the opposite of what I always tell girls to do. And what I tell girls to do, it's like everything, the opposite goes against everything. And I'm just like, shit.
Well, it's always hilarious when you like end up saying like, you don't want to go on this date and you're so dreading it. And the moment you do, you're like having the best time.
Yeah, that's true.
It's when you don't care.
Just let it happen. Let it ride out.
Yeah, it's weird. But like this one night when I was in New York, I was just hanging out with this other guy, which I was like, somehow I end up walking back to this guy's place to get food and everything was closed. So we're just going back to his place to order food. And my first instinct, cause it was 4 a.m. And I realized I was like, oh my God, please don't try to have sex with me. Like I literally just had sex last night. I can't do it again. He was like, okay, lit. But anyway, then we're sitting and talking at his house. And I was like, seriously, don't try to have sex with me.
Don't, we're not.
Yeah. So then he was like, all we can do is then talk. So then he was just like, well, why are you looking for anything right now? I was like, honestly, I don't feel like I'm looking for anything right now. And he's like, why not? And it was like really late. And I feel like when it's really late and someone's a complete stranger, you end up being completely honest. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even realize that was my real thought process. And I said, honestly, it's because I'm so indecisive and I'm scared of hurting anyone because like, what if I feel something today and tomorrow I don't feel it. And I don't trust myself. So I was like, that's one of the biggest, it's like, I think sometimes that's to do with other people, but it's really me. Like, I just don't trust myself anymore. And I don't trust myself that I won't hurt someone because today I'm like, you're amazing. I love you. And tomorrow I'm like, maybe I don't like them.
Honestly, I do the same thing. Mm, but honestly, it's all back to you having this fear of like, failing or not working.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And then you want to walk away faster, sooner, earlier. before
I'm
them.
I'm always the one that ends things first because I'm...
Me too.
Because, yeah, I'm always like going, oh, you know what? I actually don't like him. I'm like, oh, wait, it was the greatest day ever, but then I'll just
honestly, though,
it.
You do need someone on your side to like talk you down from that, yeah, because I was about to end things with the guy that I'm seeing now, mm-hmm, simply because I was like, he didn't hug me when he first saw me, yeah, walk through the door. And Sophia's like, you're acting crazy. And if she wasn't there to say that, then I wouldn't be with him right
well,
now.
Well, you need one person to be like, because look, we like all girls, everyone.
Your brain is going nuts.
If you like someone, yeah, if you're feeling a certain type of way, everyone is going to overthink it. You're going to overthink it 100 times over. And you're going to need one friend to say, hey, put this in perspective. Maybe... just maybe, not all boxes are going to tick, but maybe you're just overthinking it.
Sophia, take exactly your own advice.
I know. I you do tell me 100 times. I listen to you. Like if it's...
I hope something seeps.
No, but like we all get in our heads. Can we give a good example, which is embarrassing, but let's just effing go with it, is that Sistine is talking to somebody new and she posted a picture on her Instagram and on the picture, she did an emoji. Like a rope, like a zombie emoji with those hands. And the guy that I just started talking to friends with.
Yeah, fun friend.
Yeah, well, I just don't want to like whatever.
No, it's, yeah. She's talking.
I just met this person. But this person who I'm in denial that I like. And this person, like he always sends me that specific emoji. And my brain went, fuck, right. Like, of course, this is LA. Like, what if they're talking and I just slept with him and I feel like a complete idiot? Because I still like, we weren't like, I didn't really hear from him for a couple of days at first, which by the way, I didn't hear from this guy for a couple of days. And I was like, okay.
Oh God.
He doesn't care. Whatever. Yeah. He's not interested. And then I find out he waited those few days to talk to me because apparently, because I read and write, I read about dating books and talk about it so much that he wanted to go the opposite of what I thought he would want me to do. Just like make a point. Or whatever. So he was just he was just
So he was playing you a little bit.
Yeah. Cause he wants to show me that like there's no science when it comes to love and dating.
Well, listen,
and like relationships.
I all of a sudden get a DM out of nowhere from this one.
Okay,
over here.
Yeah. So she posts an emoji to her picture and then gone.
And then I mean, I almost want to read them because they were coming at a rapid pace. It was honestly so hysterical. Should I read them?
Fuck off.
I'm gonna read them.
You're such
them.
A bitch.
No, it was so
it was me trying to play it cool.
But I wasn't even like, I was just like, oh, Violet. Like,
I was trying to play cool. Like I'm not curious, but I was like, shoot, how do I ask if we're sleeping with the same guy?
So she sends me my picture and goes, okay, I've never seen anyone else ever use this emoji except this guy I used to talk to, LOL. Are you?
And I said I used to talk to so she can feel more at ease.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Are you talking to a new guy? And I said, haha, no way. Yes, I am. We made it official 2 weeks ago. And you say, oh, that's so sweet. His still don't believe me.
Still say his letter.
Still doesn't believe me. His name doesn't start with a blank. Do you want to say it?
You can say R.
An R, oh. Right? Haha, what's his name? You still don't believe me. And she goes, and then you say, because I slept with this guy this week who also uses that emoji. So it weirded me out.
So yeah, I was like, I'm just going to be honest. Even though I apparently, yeah, in the beginning I said like, I used to talk to
and then I said my guy's name and you were like, oh my fucking God, thank like, God. I was like, basically. No, please, no. And then you were just, oh, it was funny. And then you asked me what a sign was and we were back to normal.
Yeah, because I wanted to help with the sign. But no, like because I didn't want to come off crazy. But I was just like, of course, you know, oh, in a weird way, I was like, this would make me feel better. Of course, he's not interested in me. He has a girlfriend. Like, that does make me feel better. Because I was like, it's not me. It's he's taken. I was like,
but I've never thought to correlate an emoji with a person.
That's how you know that, like, I was kind of secretly liking this person. Yes. I was kind of disappointed I didn't hear from him. And that was my way of just being like, I was just trying to find, like, an excuse because sometimes when you don't hear from someone or like there's a lot of open space to interpretation, you end up creating a story in your brain. So I created a story and then I was just like, I needed some reasoning. So I was like, instead of just asking, I was like, let me the emoji. And then in my head to make it worse, I was like, you know what? They would be so much cuter together. Those two make sense together.
Violet,
like,
why do you do that?
I was like, I understand.
Violet, you got to stop pushing guys that like you onto your friends. You have to stop doing it because they like you first.
That's true. Yeah.
You have to take it. Yeah. You have to take it. No, but I do that all the time. I create scenarios in my head. And I go on a freaking tangent. And then I believe
them.
Not to
mention, she took like 7 hours to respond to my first DM. And that really sucked for me.
I'm pretty sure it was like an hour, first of all.
Really? It felt like a really long time.
She's freaking out. You're panicking.
I like actually sent a first DM. I unsent it and I was like, wait, let me sound less crazy. And then I sent another one to sound like
what did
less,
the first one
say? I don't even remember anymore, but like it was a way to like be like, ha ha ha, that's so funny. Like, and that's what the next one was like. Does his name start with an R? Ha.
There's literally no chill way to ask that.
I mean, the way you said
it. I thought it was weird.
I thought it was hilarious.
Me? Yeah. You were like, that's weird.
Well, I mean, you know what? It was a first for me. I've never experienced anything like that. But by the way, I don't judge you. I do the same thing, but in different variations.
Well, this person doesn't have an Instagram. So it's like literally, that's why I was like curious. I'm like, how would I know? I would never know anything.
Look, Violet, now understanding the story, him not having an Instagram, you not hearing from him, my brain would go a little spin out too. I understand that. Makes more sense. Maybe like, that context.
If you're going to do it to anybody, honestly, do it to me.
It's the best person to do it to. For sure.
But okay, so you met your person that you guys recently became official 2 weeks ago. You met him through friends, right?
Met him at Sophia's birthday.
How cool is that?
I went to college.
Actually, I went up to him because he walked in and I was like, oh my God, he's so effing cute.
Really?
I'm going to go talk to him. And he's just the shyest person ever. I walk up to him and I was like, hey, how are you? And I give him a hug. And he was like, fine. And runs, like turns and like walks the other way. I was like, oh, I'm going to go fuck myself then. Never mind. And then Sophia's friend sort of like set it up the next day. And
I feel like the middleman in it.
Yeah. It's honestly so amazing because every time I've had a question about, does he like me? How does he feel? Blah, blah, blah. I have all of Sophia's girlfriends and Sophia that are also his friend. So I'm able to understand exactly what he's thinking.
Well,
like,
Scorpio's
all the time.
Like a really secretive, especially, I mean, wait, I guess technically look how I'm acting. That's a good example. Like, It's like, I've dated, like most of the guys I've dated, no matter how obsessive I feel like I get over them, when we stop talking, they always say, I feel like you never liked me. Or like, did you even like me? And I'm always
That's what he says about me. Because I feel like you don't like me as much as I like you. And I was like, but that's you coming up with this in your head. Because I really do. What is a Scorpio man like? Because I'm still trying to understand.
My dad's a Scorpio. Date him. Just kidding. He has a wife. My mom.
Stop pushing people out of violence. All right.
Sorry. What is a Scorpio guy like?
Yeah.
Well, we're... Like, Scorpios what are the traits? In general are very secretive. So like we're secret with our crushes and we're more, this is a really bad part about us. We want people to be more obsessed than we are with them. So it's like we end up wanting more attention than we give back. But sometimes we don't realize that we're not giving that attention back because we sit there, we think about you all day. Mm. We're stalking you all day. Like we know everything you're up to.
I love that.
But we don't tell you.
Oh.
So then it's like, we forget that. And then it's like, why are you not showing that you're more into me right now? Because like, I'm so into you, even though like, oh, right. I
but
didn't
then your
tell
partner
you
doesn't
into,
even know that you're looking.
You had
looking,
no idea. I like thought about yes. you all day.
I can't relate to this yes. at all as a Virgo.
When I'm like into someone, like I masturbate thinking about them all the time.
You what?
Damn.
Masturbate thinking. When I have a crush, I masturbate. Like that's actually.
I thought you said I manifest, but I masturbate.
That too. When you masturbate, it's like manifesting.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I like will masturbate thinking about the person. And then I'll be like, oh, that's how I know I like this person. Hello. Shout out to my next sponsor of today's podcast. It's the beautiful and talented. Oh, so her mom says, Violet Benson, me. As you know, I've been doing my best to build this baddie community slowly but surely. And recently I created, just for the kicks of it, a Zodiac quiz for you guys, because as I've said before, I am a Leo born in November because I don't always feel like a Scorpio. I feel like I'm more of a Leo who loves attention. And I know I'm not the only one that sometimes feels like I don't fit with my own zodiac sign. Because if you really dig into all the zodiac stuff, which eventually I'll start talking about more when I also create my community fully, you will know that not only do you have a bunch of other signs in your charts, like how you love, how you communicate, how your emotions are, how you come off to other people, but it's also in different houses in your zodiac chart, which is why sometimes your actual zodiac sign, your sun sign, is like in the 12th house of your chart. And that's why you don't even come off like your actual sun sign, and you come off more like your moon or more like your Venus and things like that. So that's why I ended up, just for fun, created myself a zodiac sign quiz. So this quiz incorporates what most zodiac quizzes do not: your actual full-on personality. It blends both traditional zodiac questions and more real-life personality questions into a complete zodiac profile in literally 10 simple questions. It's super quick, it's free. I literally just did it for fun for myself. And then I wanted to share with you guys. So far, so many of you have clicked on it. And I want all of you to try it. Because I'm dying to know what my baddie's zodiac signs are. So head to the link in the episode description and find your true zodiac sign, baddies. And feel free to send this quiz to your besties as well to compare results. And also DM me what your zodiac sign was. I'm actually super curious. Love you, baddies. Enjoy Thanksgiving. So, and let's get back to this episode.
Oh, that's clever.
That's a Scorpio way, though, because you're so sexual.
What's a Cancer way? I cry in my journal about it.
You cry about it.
I cry about it.
You cry about them dying. A Virgo way is like you cleaned their house or something. Yeah.
No, it's honestly, this is the problem with dating a Virgo is that we are super robotic. We will not say anything for the whole time we're dating. I always say with the most open book, the guys have actually told us, basically, I feel like you've talked so much, but I know nothing about you. Do you ever feel like that? Like where a guy knows everything because you're so open. Like you'll say whatever you feel. And
but you'll never tell them anything.
Give them anything to the point where they actually know who you are.
Yeah, but that's also Scorpios tend to like know everything about someone else, but no one knows anything about them until it takes them a while to open up.
Oh my God. I'm learning so much.
I become the most romantic person when I know the guy is obsessed with me.
But Virgos, unfortunately, like their way of to show love is by quote unquote criticizing people, but it's not, but it's in a way that like, it's because I love you. Like I want to be the best. So I just assume you want to be the best because I want both of us to be the best. Yep. And a lot of times not. So that's why it's like your personality can't go with everyone else is because for some people they're very sensitive or they don't like, they never grew up with the daddy issues. So they're used to it.
Yeah, I know. My form of love is like wanting to make sure that you're in the best position that I can like give you as much as you can to be like.
And that's your love. Like that's that's who you are.
That's who I am. So.
But I think I agree with Sistine about like the love languages. It is so important because two people are dating and you both don't feel love and you're just like, and then the other person would be like, what do you mean? Like I did this and this to you. And you're like, but you don't hold me. And then be like, but what? I don't understand. And it's like, oh, right. This person's love language is acts of service. And this person's love language is touch.
It was such a game changer.
It was a game changer because she wasn't getting it until he took it. And she's like, wait a minute.
It made a lot of sense. Like, I made him take all the quizzes.
She didn't understand some of his actions. She's like, why is he like doing this? But like when we're out, he doesn't do this. And then he took it. And it literally was, likes quality time. And it was acts of service or gifts or something like that.
No, like acts of service.
Like it was one of those things.
Oh, he likes quality time and acts of service?
Words of affirmation.
Oh, no, he loves quality time and words of affirmation.
Which is, I give neither.
And his last one was physical touch. So when they're, so when they're out, he's not like, he's more of a social butterfly. So
he's not touchy.
No, she's thinking in her head as a Cancer, like, why isn't he always like coming
all over me? Yeah,
exactly.
But I love to do that in public too.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's not his love language. And once she did that,
it just made more sense. Because I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh my God. I just was talking about this with another guy, like explaining. Cause like one time I went out with this guy and it was like our second or third day. We haven't kissed yet. We were like at an event where we knew no one. And then I'm like a little tipsy and I love public affection. Cause like I love to claim someone. Like I'm very like Scorpio or Aries in the swim. Like that's mine.
Right.
And, I was like, you should totally kiss me right now. And then he's just like, what? In front of everyone? And I was like, who cares? We don't know these people. And he's like, let's just wait till we're home. And my brain, I was like, the first thought was, he doesn't find me attractive.
Yeah,
he doesn't think I'm sexy. Like, and it's like, fuck this guy. Like, I want someone to look at me and be like, I want to fuck you right now in front of everyone. Mm-hmm. But that's the way I like things.
Exactly.
And he doesn't like public affection. Then when I explained this to this other guy, he goes, that's how he's like, I hate public affection, blah, blah. That's how I am. Well, she explains now why my exes would get mad. And I was like, and I made that guy take a love like language thing. And it ended up being the like touch and whatever is not like one of his main things.
Yeah, it's like his last one. And you would have never thought if he didn't take the test.
Exactly. But like, it's also okay to be drawn more. But like, I also never understood how important words of affirmation are for me until I took the test. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, even with my sister and I, we had an argument recently and we weren't speaking for a little bit, which was so hard for me because we're best friends. Right. And it took me a second to, and then I remember this is personal, but whatever, I'll just say it. Maybe I'll cut it out. But she called me at one point like a narcissist because sometimes she wouldn't hear from me for a couple of days. But then when she does hear from me, I'll be like, oh, you're so beautiful. You're so this, like you're going to kill it today. You're so smart, blah, blah. That's my love language. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm just saying that her love language is quality time and touch. Right. So I don't know this yet. We don't realize this about each other. And then I'm like, why does she need so much of my attention? And then I finally had to sit about it. Cause I was like, she's needy. That she's like, you're a narcissist. Actually,
you should completely keep this in because people, I don't think, realize you should do it with your family too.
I was exactly just about to say that.
Okay, yeah. You guys are right. So I'm thinking she's too needy, yeah. And she's thinking I'm a narcissist. Until I sat down and really thought about it, and I was like, okay, my sister loves me so much, mm-hmm. that she needs my attention all the time, and I'm mm-hmm. complaining because that's how much she needs me, and I'm not seeing right. it because I'm thinking I'm showing her love, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. No. So she's like literally, so she's in a fight with me now because she's that upset that she yeah, can't, exactly. she needs my love so much. And once I saw A from her perspective and right. not from mine, I didn't get offended by her words. Mm-hmm. Then I was like, oh, and then when we started talking about her, I was like, Karen, did you ever think that maybe our love languages are different? And she goes, really? Okay, let's take it. We took it. My number one, words of affirmation. And then she goes, wow, I'm so sorry for calling you a narcissist. Now I realize that's how you show love. Like right. you, that's why you like compliments and you say it back. And I was like, yes.
Yeah. Have you ever heard never about it about being that. For your sister? Like I've never, I've only heard about it being with a boyfriend.
I guess.
Or your girlfriend.
That's the perspective I put it in. Mm-hmm. But like, no, you're but so it, right. People don't realize you can do it with like
I
your friends.
You know what it is? I think it. It's when, I think it, works when you are loving that other person. It has to obviously be yeah. love language. So like I love Sistine. Like obviously if I knew what her, I don't remember what you
I gotta update my mental.
I need to take mine again too. But our communication, like we love each other is totally like different.
So different.
I didn't even think like, maybe not with a random person. Like you can.
Oh, Violet, you're really going to fix our relationship now after this yay. Podcast. Yeah,
no, like I was blown away when I realized like my sister and I, like I love her so much. She's mm-hmm. my best friend. And then, but it's also, that's why it's so important to someone see it from someone else's perspective. Cause if mm-hmm. I was just sitting there thinking about myself and something that hurt my feelings, well, by the way, it didn't hurt my feelings when she called me a narcissist. Cause again, I know I'm not.
Right.
So, but it was still kind of like, why is she so needy with me? Mm. I just wasn't seeing from perspective. The minute I was like, wait, she loves me so much. She needs my attention. She needs my yeah, love. Like that's yeah, when she loves yeah. me. And like, I'm calling that needy. It's my sister.
Right.
Like what if she's going through something right now? And I'm focused on myself. Cause I'm like, just throwing, like, I'm not even thinking right now how she needs love.
Right.
And then that's when I was able, and the minute I apologize without even me asking her to apologize to me, because I saw her, she was able to see me. And that is a relationship thing wow. in general where people don't realize. Instead of being like, you don't do this, you don't do that, whether it's family or relationships in general, it's if you say, you know what? I wasn't thinking about your feelings.
Yeah.
I promise you, 10 out of 10 times, the person will suddenly say, you know what? Thank you for acknowledging my feelings. Now that I think about it, I wasn't thinking about yours.
Yeah, exactly.
It puts people at ease and suddenly they are thinking about your feelings. Because
right.
they
so true.
And it's okay if you're the bigger person. If this one therapist came on my podcast a long time ago and she said, every day you wake up and you have to ask yourself, is this working for me? So like if every day you wake up and let's say you ask yourself about your relationship, is this working for me? Then mm-hmm. if it does, then great. If right. it doesn't, time to make a change. And it's the same thing. I was like, woke up and I'm like, is this working for me that I'm not speaking to my sister who's my best friend? I love her so much just because I don't want to think of her feelings. Like, you know what? It's not working for me. Cause it's like, here I am working on myself to be a better person, telling all these other people that I love them all, that I'm my own sister is right. sitting there like, what about me? She's feeling unloved because I'm busy giving everyone else love.
Boom. Mic drop.
You know, it's so wow. sweet if you really think about
it. It's profound. It's a really big realization. I think that's a really good way to also put in perspective is asking, is it working? Is the relationship like, you went back and you went and evaluated it and you realized, wait, this is not what I want.
Oh my God. Now I'm just rethinking all of the approaches that I've been communicating
with
my family.
Especially with family members. Like we take family for granted.
100%. I think that the dialogue that I say is always right. Cause everyone's like, well, you know, whatever you say is right, but it's not. Cause like how you receive what I'm saying is different from how
I'm saying it,
you know?
How crazy is that? That's another thing that really puts things in perspective, how realities can be so different. Mm-hmm. That's why a lot of times when you're like, you make me feel like shit and you're like, no, I don't. It's like, well, you can't say this is how it makes me feel. Yeah. Like you don't know how something makes me feel. Like
I
that's
say
my
that
reality.
All the time.
But I didn't understand that before.
Right.
But like right now we're sitting during this interview, we can have completely different realities. Like mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this interview is going well. And Sophia can sit here and be like, Violet's been giving me a dirty eye this whole time. Like I have anxiety. I want to leave.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And you never know how someone to interpret it.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's how you're feeling?
It's me, the one with the anxiety, not Sophia wanting to leave. Huh? I'm just kidding.
No, but like, honestly, my sister and I now have such an amazing relationship. And like, I love her so much. And we're like back to normal and we're stronger than ever. And I was like, dude, if that's all my sister needs, like, I was so selfish before. Like,
no,
and
but that's not fair. You don't know.
It's so easy now to just, I had anxiety with text messages. Mm-hmm. And then once I fought my anxiety head on by actually just opening my text, life did get easier, especially when I knew that makes my sister feel loved. Like, mm-hmm. that's her love language. It makes her feel loved, like giving her attention. It made me happier.
Right.
Because it's like, nothing makes me happy than making people I love happy.
Yeah, right.
So sometimes we don't want to change like little things because we're like, F this. But like, if it's something so minuscule and tiny for you, and it's going to make someone else you love happy, like, why not do it?
100%. I'm retaking this quiz.
Me too.
Right after this.
And, it's crazy. Like, you're constantly changing too. Like, my love language has recently even changed.
Oh yeah. I took mine in high school. So mine's definitely different. Oh.
But mine, like, even a couple of months ago was like, still number two was gifts. Number one was words of affirmation. Number two was gift. And then I recently retook it. Mm-hmm. And it suddenly changed to like words of affirmation, then touch.
Oh, wow. That's a total change.
Total change.
Yeah.
Because I've been so closed off. That like, I didn't even realize how important touch was, especially also with a pandemic. So we have literally been so far away from humans that I didn't realize how much touch made me feel loved.
I also think that when you go into new relationships though, you realize the things that you didn't have in the past. You're like, wait, I really do like when he brings me flowers because I never got flowers before. The one time this one guy does it, you're like, holy shit, like this is a huge deal for me. Mm-hmm.
But also like, it's because I grew up with not getting physical like love from mostly from my father. Mm-hmm. So what he did give me was gifts. And I think accidentally for all these years until even recently, that's why I saw those my love language. But I didn't realize it's because I do love touch. I just didn't grow up with it.
Exactly.
But now that I did get to experience it, like I actually like it more than I like gifts. I think I just assumed gifts is my love language because that's what I grew up with receiving as love. But it's not anymore. As I've gotten older and I'm able to give everything to myself and the people that I love, like, and I still do it for my mom because I know that's her love language. Yeah. But like, for me, it's like, I'm older now. Like, it does feel nice for someone to just like hold me or
100%.
Oh my God. I mean,
then like a little tiny gift.
Your priorities change when you're in your 20s to when you're in your
30s. But it's also crazy how this silly little relationship quiz actually affects, and it stems from how you were as a child and things that you didn't get, things that you want. And it's not even about like men that you've dated or females that you've dated. It's about like what you didn't have. And I don't know. I think it's really fascinating.
Like for me, the second love language was gifts because I got used to growing up to getting it. My sister didn't get why it was gifts because for my sister it's last, but it's like her second was, first was words of affirmation. Her second was quality time. And I wasn't going to sit there and explain to her it's because she didn't grow up with getting quality time from her father. And that's why suddenly she needs the quality time so much with that partner.
Wow. Well, we figured it out. We got it.
If you have like daddy issues or anything, take the quiz because you'll figure it out.
Look, at the end of the day, you're going to have mommy issues or daddy issues. You can have some type of issues growing up, but it doesn't have to stick to you. Childhood trauma doesn't mean it's part of you, who you are as a grown 100%. Up. And it is cool. I guess I didn't realize that other people don't think about it. But yeah, love languages is also for your family members, for your friends. Like you will understand each other better.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Like if I didn't take this quiz, my sister and I would not be speaking right now. And that's like my best friend.
Yeah. It's totally changed your life and your relationship with her.
Yeah. My recent life.
Yeah. Recent life.
I mean, recent life has really been changing.
It's been great.
Honestly.
She gave us the best news the moment we walked in the room.
Wait, but how long have you been talking to this guy for a minute?
Since August. But I guess our 1 month is coming up.
And I know the date because she doesn't
know. Can I tell you though, I haven't had a boyfriend since high school. So this is big really? For me. Yes.
Wait, you've guys been talking for 4 months though. 3-4 months.
Yeah, like 3 months.
Yeah. But it became official like almost a month now.
It was interesting because he asked me to be exclusive, which I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. That sounds awesome. The next day he was like, what's the point of being called exclusive? I'd rather call you my girlfriend. It's the same rules apply. Do you think the exclusivity talk is just sort of a buffer?
Not always. Actually, that's really interesting because my producer, Ike, I feel bad bringing this up. You can, of course, take it out. But I think I hate doing roles, but I think the exclusivity talk sometimes, in a weird way, as much as I don't want to say it's up to the guys, a lot of times it does feel like if a guy's not ready for something, he'll never be ready. No matter if you're a model, mm-hmm. Victoria's Secret model, whatever. But mm-hmm. when a man's ready for something, then I feel like the conversation comes in. So I do believe it should be, it's kind of like more up to the guy. Like if the guy brings up the exclusivity thing, then yeah, the next step
no,
will be
No, I would never
official.
Bring it up.
But like with my producer, Ike, mm-hmm. the girl brought up this exclusive sex. Like we're only exclusive with each other, sleeping together. She was hoping it's going to bring to next level. And then he was just like, yeah, sure. And because in his brain, he was like, until I meet someone else.
Right.
Nothing personal, but like for him, it would never meant something serious, even though right. for her it did. So it still got in like miscommunication because then she's like, I'm falling for you and now he's going to dump her.
See, I would never
well,
have
that
the sounds
really insensitive,
that.
But like you
no,
got
but that's
say,
100%.
Because he feels bad. He's like, whoa, yeah. I didn't realize that's what it meant.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend that she was out at some like event and she was with their guy that she was seeing, but she was seeing all of her friends there. And she basically was like, so how are we introducing each other? Like, are you my boyfriend? And he's like, okay. And that was kind of like, she kind of asked him, or I couldn't even really tell what that
but
was.
But are they then boyfriend and girlfriend?
And they're now still.
Well, I guess that's a little different. Like, I guess it's hard. Then it's a hit or a miss. Cause I believe that some men are a little like more feminine in a way where mm-hmm. like the guys I date tend to be like, I'm more masculine in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like my personality and all that. So that sounds like my first boyfriend. I was like, we had sex. You're my boyfriend. He was like, okay. But we were also like 17.
Yeah. I mean,
I was like, we have to date for at least a year. And we did.
Oh, that's good.
2 years. I was like, well, you were inside of me. Like we're official for a while. He was like, okay.
I would never have the balls to do that.
This is a year contract.
17.
Yeah, but you're still, that's bold. You're brave. I would never be able to do that.
I have told people that I do believe I'm a little bit on the spectrum because I have no social cues. And I feel like at this point, luckily, because of what I do for a living, it works for me because people think it's funny. But try to be an accountant with having no social cues.
Is that tough?
That was tough.
I constantly got reviewed about my personality.
No, really?
Like we get reviewed every 3 months in big public accounting firms. And instead of like most of it had to do with my personality than even my work. Like Violet doesn't know when to leave the room. Violet doesn't know when the conversation is over. Violet sometimes is too sarcastic. The managers can't understand if she's kidding or not. Like Violet has too much of a personality. Like then they recommend I take Adderall to tone it down.
Okay.
It's pretty bad.
And so you know what she did?
I took Adderall. I'm addicted.
No, she put a mic in front of her and said, now
yes.
Listen to me.
Yes. Scratch the Adderall.
She
I'm
got
addicted
a bigger
to.
Audience.
yes.
Like, just kidding. Adderall, no. Microphone, yes.
Yeah. But social. I have no social cues.
That's fine.
I think though, like everyone has.
I think it works
thing.
Though.
Like,
it works for the relationship
exactly
right now.
You're in like the perfect industry for it.
And the relationship that you're in now.
Fuck. Oh, what
but
relationship?
You know what? Even if you're like very direct and forward about things, I think it's a learning lesson for everybody to, you don't need to beat around the bush about stuff. I think it's really important to be super upfront about who you are and like
and
what you want
I
and your
think
expectations.
When people are forward with their speech and it makes them uncomfortable, maybe it's just because they are upset that they're not able to be that confident and forward.
Exactly. One thing
dialogue.
That somebody said that made so much point. Somebody, I was asking someone for advice, one mm-hmm. of my friends, and they were like, okay, if you ever get like secondhand embarrassment by your friend, should you tell them? And the person thought they were like really hilarious or whatever. And the person, my friend goes like, actually, no, because that embarrassment has nothing to do with them, has to do with you because you're too scared mm-hmm. to be as brave as them. And that's why you would never do that. And that's why you're secondhand. It's not real secondhand embarrassment. It's just you being an asshole.
100%.
Because they're just not as embarrassed as you. And that's why they're able to be brave enough to do whatever they're doing. So let them have their fun just because you're too fearful. Don't stop them from doing their own thing. And I was like, damn.
Yes.
Damn.
I agree with that.
Put that in writing. It's exactly what we all need to be doing.
And plus, like, I think when you look back, you're never going to regret saying how you really felt. Like, things that weren't meant to work out, they were not meant to work out, period. Whether or not you... Mm-hmm. Like, it's happened a while back. Like, I think last year, one of my guy friends, like, started pursuing me, like, constantly taking me out on dates mm-hmm. and, like, always trying to fuck me. And I wouldn't Damn. Sleep with him. We would make out and I wouldn't sleep with him because my brain, I was like, does he like me? Like, because he's ruining our friendship at this point, you know? Right. And yes. finally, out of nowhere, randomly in a text, I was like, okay, what's the deal? Do you like me or not? And you can tell he got irritated and he was like, wow, where is this coming from? And I was like, it's coming from exactly where it's coming from. Do you like me or not? And he was like, well, V, like, you know, I never thought we were like, mm-hmm. I don't think we were like right today. Like, I thought you knew that. And I was like, oh, okay, so I'm good enough for you to try to fuck and ruin our 12-year friendship, but not good enough for you to want to date. Okay, then just say that.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't look back and regret that I was like, oh, if I didn't say that, then he would have wanted to date me in 3 months from now. Like, no, I'm so happy I said that. Cause then I would be sitting every day confused, not knowing, and he wasted more of my time.
Oh my God. Communication with guys is so key.
He literally got mad at me. It was like, where's it coming from?
You know what it is? You threw him off his game. And then his true colors came out. Because when you have to plan it out and you're like trying to be strategic about it and like word your way in, then they can kind of like figure out how to navigate it. But when you're so direct mm-hmm. and it's almost shocking, they have to be exactly how they are in that moment, especially face to face. Do you ever get like a bullshit answer when you're like super upfront about someone? No, they'll stutter. They'll try to like get around. But then you figure out exactly who they are.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, I wish I could be braver and say stuff like that face to face. I actually can't. Like that gives me, I get intimidated. Like I'd rather say it in text or like in a FaceTime. Maybe face to face is really hard for me. Like I want to get there though.
The technology definitely helps like give you a little bit more
text
confidence.
Like helps me because it's like behind,
mm-hmm.
you know?
But even on text, you're still like throwing him off their game. And even if he can like text and like make his way around it, he still is going to have to be honest.
No, like even today when I was like, you know what? Like that I'm like, I don't care if, like to that whatever guy is currently in my life. I was like, I don't care if this turns you off and I don't care if you'll never see me again, but this is how I feel. And I have to be honest about my feelings. So take it or leave it. And he was like, no, I'm totally on the same
page.
He's like,
I take it. I want it.
And think about it. If you didn't say that, what if he was like, I don't like it? You're gonna be like, all right.
Literally, if he was like, I honestly assume that's what would happen because I'm just like waiting for someone to leave me already. But I was like,
we're both like, come on.
Just go already. But I was like, yeah, he could have said, I thought I was open with you. Like, that's not what I'm interested in. Yeah. Whatever. Then I'm like, okay, cool. So I never speak to that person again.
By the way, that's the best way to get, just to get a straight answer. Sometimes I feel like when you beat around the bush and you try to figure them out, just ask them, do you like me? Do you want to date me? Do you see
do
future?
Do you like me?
Yes or no?
Sometimes it's like it's like literally 5-year-old questions too without us realizing.
And sometimes really that's what men need. Sorry. Just like the simplest way to say it, like, a 5-year-old version.
I always say
of
there's
it.
A game and you can play a game for only so long and then everyone gets bored and you gotta be direct. Like, don't waste your time.
Literally, Sophia, your motto time. Used to be if you're not playing the game, you're losing. The game.
Well, that's what, like, yeah, that's the issue.
Yeah, I'm realizing that sometimes it's like, fuck, like, just be honest. Like, I think it's sometimes.
See, I need to be more upfront about like that type of stuff. I'm not like,
because we just assume, like, oh, that's what he didn't like me. No, he didn't like you from the beginning. And you just weeding them out from the beginning. It's usually like this. It's usually when you're like, I don't get it. This guy was obsessed with me for a couple of weeks. And then out of nowhere, he lost interest. What did I do wrong? The truth is, he never actually liked you that much.
True.
He lost interest because he was never that interested. And then he found someone else. Or you bored him or you didn't put out whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But he was never interested from the beginning.
Yeah, 100%.
If people are interested, they don't lose interest that quickly.
No, and they'll wait for you.
Yeah.
And they'll work for you.
Yeah. I can't relate to that.
No, you guys are getting a lot of great information. Yeah. Are you kidding?
So okay. Anyway, do you guys have anything to add
about just in general
life? I don't know.
Not really. I mean, I went on a date, but like that was just whatever.
I guess we should wrap it up with, because you brought up how you went on a date with your friend.
Which one?
Oh, you just said
that guy. Yeah.
So, my question is, if you go on a date with your guy friend and you guys were friends for years and it worked as a friendship and then you gave it a go as maybe something more intimate and sexual and it doesn't work, is there ever a way to go back normally to how things were? Do you think it's forever tainted?
That is such a great question.
Thank you.
Here's the answer. I used to think you can go back and there are the scenarios, very few, the exceptions when people are able to go back. But there's something with men that the minute you left the door open, whether you accidentally banged one of your friends mm-hmm. or you took it a little further sexually, and now in their brain, they either saw you naked that one time or they knew that there was a chance, it never goes away. Mm. And even with this guy, it was because years ago, we almost went there. And then we kind of stopped talking. So it's like, that's why he ended up kind of taking it a little further again. Cause in his back of his, that's what made me realize like, wow, oh, our relationship was over years ago. Mm-hmm. Like that's when I realized mm-hmm. like every time he was hitting me up, okay. he was trying to bang me cause I accidentally left that door ajar. And mm-hmm. then a lot of times that kind of what happened with guy friends. Like the minute you accidentally sleep with them or whatever, they will always look at you as now a potential fuck.
Mm. What about like a casual date? Cause I just went out with a guy friend and I just don't think it's going to work out. And now I feel kind of weird cause I can tell that he's more interested in me.
Oh, him. But like nothing. It's just, nothing, yeah, that I think you guys can go back to like okay. regular. That's I'm talking about said. Sexual stuff. Like,
yeah, no, yeah.
If there's like sexual like relationship ever mm-hmm. was whatever.
No.
There are some people like it's different. Like I think it just depends. Obviously, if you guys date for a long time and now you're just cool with each other. I'm talking about like you banged one time by accident or you kind of took a little sexually mm-hmm. far in some way. And then,
oh no, those don't ever go back to the same way.
Because they'll always look at you like, oh. I know that. No, she could suck my dick. Like, you never know. It could happen again.
You saw me naked.
No. And it's like, no, can we just be friends? Nope.
No, definitely not.
Nope.
I think in your case, probably.
And they act like they're your friends until you drink a little too much and then they make a move. And then you're like, do you want to date me? And they're like, no, I told you I didn't think we're compatible. And you're like, why is your hand going down my pants right now? Crazy.
He's like, all the tequila on the rocks.
He's like, I have physical touch. You have physical touch.
He's like, we're both kinky.
Our love language is incompatible. Like,
fuck that person. Not fuck that person, but I was like, thank God I said something.
Seriously.
So, yeah,
seriously.
Communication. Good
to know. I just need to be ballsy and like, just be nice.
Yeah. Ballsy and be nice?
Well, like, I'm nervous to tell him, like, friend zone him again.
Yeah.
I just feel bad. You don't like him like that?
No.
Yeah, just be honest. Like the other day, this one guy that really likes me, likes the idea of me. It's actually been really interesting for me, to be honest. There's this guy who apparently was a fan of mine for years. Mm. And then I was doing some job for Tinder and we matched on Tinder, but it was like for the job. So then I like made some joke or posted about it on the internet. And I guess I wasn't really thinking about it. It was like for Tinder. And then months later, I ended up reopening that account. And I was like, oh shit, bro, sorry. Like I didn't respond back to your thing. I was just doing a job for Tinder. Mm-hmm. So again, like it was never, didn't mean anything to me. And mm-hmm. then years later, he like sees me at an event and then he DMs me and then I'm responding and stuff like that. And he was just like reminiscing about the past. I genuinely don't remember this since it was a job. But then he just like responding to my DMs, like texting me, wanting to take me out. Like I'm giving him crumbs. And he texts me saying, I literally could not be more into you right now. And I saw that text in my head. I was thinking, holy shit. This is a mirror of how I used to be when I would fall in love with the idea of people. Cause I gave him crumbs, but he loves that. He created a whole story in his head about me and about us. And that's why I'm barely responding to him. He's like, I could not be more into you right now. You like, you don't even, bro, I'm not even there. Whoever you created is not me.
It's a figment of your imagination.
Literally. And that's why I was like, a few days before that, I told him, to be honest, I'm not trying to ignore you. I'm interested. Before the guy even responded to me, I was like, I'm interested in someone else. I can only think of one person at a time.
This guy just can't take a hint though.
And then like 2 days later, I could not be more into you. You're like,
well, goddamn.
Into what?
This fully just plays back into the thing we were talking about earlier that the second you reject them, they want you again.
No, but it wasn't the rejection. The thing is I think as more as I'm growing up, the mm-hmm. more I'm meeting people who becoming mirrors of me for me to be able to see things about myself that I like and I don't like. Even the most recent guy that I was like, I'll never see him again or whatever, like was a total full mirror of me that it like it mortified me. I was like, holy shit, this person's a copy of me.
Oh my God.
It
makes me uncomfortable. Maturing is realizing that.
And you become closer and closer. Even with this guy, like being like, I could not be more into you. Like it didn't offend me and it didn't turn me off. It was more like, wow, I'm experiencing what I've done to other people before. Where I created a whole story of them because I love and I think I'm so into this person when in reality that person gave me crumbs and they were never into me because mm-hmm. I'm get to be on the other side now.
Yeah, we I love being that hopeless
all,
romantic.
I used to do that all the time.
We call it hopeless romantic, but really it's our need to be loved. We're not thinking about the other person because love is free. People choose to love. Like, you need to give people the ability to choose to love you. Yeah. You can't force people to love you. You can't make them love you. You can't have them love you just because you love them. They have to choose every day to choose to love you. Mm-hmm. And some days they may choose to not love you, and people can change, and that's okay. You have to accept it. So like, when we're like, well, I'm a hopeless romantic, that's why I'm so... No, you want someone to love you so bad that you project a story in this person. It's not even them. Oh, you put them on a pedestal, and now you're forcing them to be that person when they're not them.
They've
it's
never
not reality.
Been that person.
Exactly.
They don't have it in them.
So you're not
hopeless
romantic. You have some childhood trauma you have to deal with.
So you're saying we're traumatized.
No, but like, we all have that, you know?
Yeah,
and we'll be right back after my therapy session.
This was nice. I actually really enjoyed this. So where can people find you?
Yay!
You can find us at Sophia Stallone and at Sistine Stallone.
And our podcast is Unwaxed Podcast. Just think of a vagine, if you will. Unwaxed.
Think of Sistine's vagine.
Yes.
And think Unwaxed. About the first time we asked Violet on our show, what do you think the word unwaxed is to you? And she thought we were asking her if she was waxed.
Yeah, in 2021, though, now people are probably like, you guys are anti-vax.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Wait, people have been saying that as a joke.
My producer asked me that. I was like, no, it's about vaginas.
No,
I think.
You know what was funny? Not. So really quick before we wrap, I have to share this really fast. Our first episode we'd ever put out. Now we're on episode 55, 56. First one was with Violet. And we called it Breakup Bootcamp. And I gave you an intro and I said something along the lines of, our show is called Unwaxed, and that is exactly what our guest is today. Meaning
that you're like raw,
real, unfiltered.
Yeah.
And you immediately go, when did I show you my vagina? Like, you got so offended.
I was like, girl, I've been like laser for years.
You're like, I don't even know you.
But it was so funny. Anyway, yes, Unwaxed
that
podcast.
That was really funny. Yeah, okay, that is so funny.
And here we are today.
Here we are today. Violet will be coming on our show.
No, not coming. I am on their show this week. So obviously, when you finish listening to this episode, check out their episode. Or if you just finished listening to their episode, like, thank you for coming in and listening to mine. And also, this episode was so good that I'm going to split it into two parts. Because it's an hour and 40 minutes. I know. So instead of cutting it down, I feel like we talked so well.
I know. There were so many good tidbits in this. I'm like, actually jealous.
We're a good trio.
It's great.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. Don't forget to check out their podcast, follow their Instagrams. Mm-hmm. I will also keep in my description and then give the link to their episode so you guys can listen to it. And I love you, baddies. I'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.